I'm hungrier than a skunk's arsehole.
This week on Owltoons, a deep dive into the catalog of Catherine McClellan, a KO from Sammo, and after this episode, you'll be waiting to exhale no more. Yiz ready, PEI? Let's get her done! How's she going, Prince Edward Island? I am your host, Adam Michael James, and you are listening to the April 11th, 2025 episode of the PEI Arts Award-nominated Owltoons. Well, we're at the time of year where winter and spring are doing their annual battle for domination. Naturally, spring will win out because nature, but I'm just as willing to wait a little longer on it because weeds. I mean, last year's. Do they have to be all the way down on the ground? I mean, really. I've got another note-filled episode for you where multiple genres battle for domination, except you're the ones who'll win out because not only will you be highly entertained, but you'll come out knowing that much more about PEI's gloriously diverse music scene. Not bad, right? And if you end up liking what you hear, and why wouldn't you, I issue this challenge to you now to post a link to this episode on your socials. After all, if a podcast plays in the woods and there's no one around to hear it, does it make a sound? I'd better stop before I make the inevitable shift to what bears do in the woods, which I just did. Let's move on from bears to goats. When I was growing up, if someone was a goat, it meant they were pretty inept. Just ask Charlie Brown. Chuck might be buoyed to know that today, GOAT is an acronym for greatest of all time, which shows you just what a good is bad, bad is good world we live in now. For these guys, GOAT sits squarely in the acronym category. In 2010, brothers Caleb and Rowan Gallant, themselves both nephews of Lenny Gallant, teamed up with Jesse Perriard to form 10 Strings and a Goatskin. Did I mention that they were in high school at the time? By 2011, they had put out their first album of Celtic and Acadian music and snatched up a Music PEI Award and ECMA nominations for the effort. The trad folk fusion trio made quite a name for themselves with their original compositions and toured all over Canada, the US, Europe, and Australia. They were even invited to perform for the King of Sweden. But in 2018, they went on hiatus, a status in which the group stays. At least they have 3 records under their belts. And the name? 4 strings on a fiddle plus 6 strings on a guitar, along with the hide used on a bowron, a moniker suggested by a family friend when the guys were about to do their very first gig at a fundraiser but had nothing with which to introduce themselves, though I feel bad for the goat. From their 2013 album Corbeau, this is 10 Strings and a Goatskin on Owltoons with Huggin and Munnin. That's from Norse mythology, not a paraphrase of Huggin and Kissin. Get your mind out of the gutter already. What am I going to do with y'all? We'll be right back. I am all about it, though. Can I help it if I like my tea with coffee whitener in it? No, I cannot. Debbie Curran from her 2002 album Celtic Dreams. That was Mugs of Tea on iTunes, and now I want one. Debbie learned how to play the piano when she was 6 and moved to PEI from Illinois in the 1980s. She provided keyboard, synth, and backing vocals on Anita Curran's Come With Me Into the Field CD 5 years before releasing her own record. Debbie still plays, but these days she's more focused on her debonair jewelry designs endeavor, where she handcrafts specialized bracelets packed with gemstones. I would wear one while putting on some tea. Here's an iTunes rarity in that I'm about to feature a song that just came out today. Look at me feeling like an MTV VJ up in here or what. MTV. It was... never mind. Look it up. The Bahamas loss was PEI's gain when rapper XL transferred his mic to the island. He wasn't here long before he collaborated with Kinley, and he calls himself a sonic architect crafting immersive experiences. After an EP and a slew of singles, Mr. X took a purposeful break but is now ready to launch a new era, beginning with this song that will lead us into an album that he'll release this summer. Think of what's next as a taste test. It's short but sweet, but it's no longer hidden. The very latest from Exhale. Breathe deep and enjoy this.
I was staying hidden. Yeah. I was staying hidden. Just catching prey. I see them thinking. Think. Oh, why you be thinking? Think. You about to sway. Sway. People be looking. Oh, why you be looking? Looking. When you can't see me, I walk and sneak. Sneak. My talk is neat, I'm joining the fleet. Really be pushing them threes with the beat. Beats. I be out looking for the queen and the bee. Beats. Call me Jay-Z. Z. I can lay down and they still pay me. Please say cheese. I can never hang my stockings, hang my socks. I might just let them free. Can't talk on a watch and some rocks on a rollie. Yeah, yeah. Got the ball in my hand, 24 like I'm Kobe. Yeah, yeah. She don't play with the bands, she just count it and she roll it. Yeah, I was staying hidden, yeah. I was staying hidden, yeah. I was staying hidden, yeah, yeah.
iTunes brings you Hidden, the newest track from Exhale, which he has unhidden just today. Coming up, Alicia Toner details a dangerous definition of home. Sam O delivers a punch that is not Hawaiian. And Irish Mython urges dancing in stillness. This province might be a tiny island in comparison to other islands, though bigger than the Heard and McDonald Islands. You know that place the ketchup whisperer slapped tariffs on despite only penguins living there? But I digress. Back to this island, which had a lot of stuff happen here, as evidenced by the fact that islandnewspapers.com has scans of those daily publications going back to the mid-1800s. Let's avail ourselves of some of them, shall we, to give you This Week in PEI History. April 13, 1882. Someone named Pinafore wrote in a letter to the editor of the Daily Examiner that there had been a musical and literary entertainment the preceding week in aid of the PE Society over at Whig Hall. Apparently there were readings, recitations, and comic songs, not comic songs, while a Miss Priscilla McLeod presided at the organ and did her part particularly well. Sounds backhanded. Pinafore added that, quote, fearing to employ too much of your space, I will not enter into details, unquote, but claimed the event was a rousing success attended by a large audience. You know what the kids say, tintypes or it didn't happen. April 16, 1945. The Charlottetown Guardian announced that, along with three other girls from Nova Scotia, a private M.S. McDonald had completed basic training at the Canadian Women's Army Corps Training Center in Kitchener, Ontario. And you thought it was only men who fought for freedom against fascism in World War II. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself. April 17, 1912. Heavy debate in the island's House of Representatives was reported in the Charlottetown Guardian, and the squabble was over motor cars. Not even so much whether or not they'd be allowed here, but whether or not automakers would be allowed to demonstrate them for potential buyers on public Charlottetown streets. Would you be surprised if I told you that more lawmakers seem to be against the development than for it? Some felt the rights of folks in the country should be respected. Apparently, 80% of those residents opposed having cars on PEI. Others said the car was inevitable, but it should wait because people weren't ready yet. Proponents argued that the country populace shouldn't control the city building an important local industry, and also insisted that the horses would get used to motor cars as they did steam cars and streetcars. Good thing Mr. Ed was able to adjust, or you'd still be rolling up to the superstore in your horse and buggy. No offense to our Amish peeps and residents.
Hey everybody, this is Kelly Mooney, and you're listening to Isle Tunes.
The Mi'kmaq Heritage Actors performing Strong Woman Song on Isle Tunes. This group of actors, singers, and drummers formed in 2011 and remain the only Indigenous theater group in Atlantic Canada. They continue to be a force in bringing Mi'kmaq history, culture, language, and stories to Epiquit, and this selection comes from their Sing, Dance, Drum album of 2023. You already know that Catherine McClellan is the daughter of Canadian superstar Jean McClellan, whose song Snowbird put Anne Murray on the map, but don't be fooled into thinking any of that means Catherine isn't a legend unto herself. Born in Burlington, Ontario, and raised in Summerside, she worked at the Harbourfront Theatre and sang with the New Drifts before embarking on a solo career, the first result of which was her 2004 album Dark Dream Midnight. She recorded it with James Phillips and Troy MacArthur of Saddle River String Band, and it was the beginning of a series of recordings that established Catherine in her own right. Her most recent was her 2021 Christmas EP Holiday, which somehow I missed during Isle Tunes' two Yuletide episodes, More Coal for Me. Put your blackberries down and venture back with me 21 years to this debut disc of Catherine's. This is Don't Need No One on Isle Tunes.
Thank you. tell me you don't want me. I will thank you for that. All these restraints I placed around me cannot hold.
Fredericton native Alicia Toner with her 2019 single Dangerous Home on Isletunes. This track was sandwiched between Alicia's 2017 debut record I Learned the Hard Way and her follow-up collection Joan from 2021. Alicia can boast classical violin training and working the instrument at NYC's Carnegie Hall, as well as being a cast member in the Charlottetown Festival in 2012. She's been spending more time nurturing her theater side of late, creating both Ladies of the Canyon and Beyond the Veil, a Lucy Maud concert experience with Harmony House co-owner Mike Ross. Alicia assures us that there will be a third record, and of her writing, she says, "I love that I make things that didn't exist before. Never thought of creation through that definition until now. Love it." Every band has its origin story, but not many bands can claim a children's minstrel show as theirs. But that's how Acadian prog group Lugaroo came to be, via the folk duo that brothers Marc and Michel Lalonde created in 1972 while entertaining PEI kiddos. Eventually teaming up with guitar legend George Antoniak and others, Lugaroo split for the Laurentian Mountains in Quebec because that's where they had access to a studio for free so they could record their first self-titled album. As it turned out, it would be the only LP under that title because a dance troupe also called Lugaroo involved the courts, and so our francophone fellows changed their name to Garaloo. I hate when that happens. Where's that dance troupe now? Just saying. As one might phrase it today, here are the artists formerly known as Lugaroo with a cut from their 1976 album, the title of which even I know how to translate into English, Un Bon Matin. Serre de Tunes de Lille.
Un bon matin, je me suis levé. J'entendais le rossignol chanter sur ma dura dura du pidura duret tom tigli la pidura duret tom tigli l'eau. J'entendais le rossignol chanter. Il me chante à toi mon lapin sur ma dura dura du pidura duret tom tigli la pidura duret tom tigli l'eau. Il me chante à toi mon lapin. Ces doigts moulins, je l'ai compris bien. C'est que les petites filles de val derrière. C'est que les petites filles ne veulent rien. Les femmes mariées en font bien moins. Sur ma dura dura dure, puis dura dure, tant il y l'a. Puis dura dure, tant il y l'eau. Les femmes mariées en font bien moins. Tant qu'au garçon on n'en dit rien. Sur ma dura dura dure. Pidura, dure, tantilli, la pidura, dure, tantilli, lo. Tant qu'au garçon, on n'en dit rien. Ils ont toujours l'air à la messe. Pidura, dure, tantilli, la pidura, dure, tantilli, lo. Ils ont toujours l'air à la messe. Saluer le petit capitaine sur ma dura dura dure, puis dura dure tant il y l'a, puis dura dure tant il y l'a, puis dura dure tant il y l'a, puis dura dure tant il y l'a.
While the U.S. was celebrating their bicentennial in 1976, PEI was celebrating Lugaroo and their wish for everyone on the island to enjoy un bon matin, because any time of day is a good time for Isle Tunes. Still to come, it's elbows up for experimental pop prince Sam O. Irish Mython offers you a dance lesson, and the Danks ask just how afraid you are of them. Ooh, this place is getting busy. We've got musical improvisation happening and album launches and tributes to this little pinprick in space we live on that we better start taking care of more seriously, because I don't see the Enterprise showing up to beam us to another one anytime soon. Out of the 510 million square kilometers of this Earth, our province only takes up pushing 5,700 of them, but each one is filled with music. All by way of saying it's time for gigs to dig across Prince Edward Island. Tomorrow, Saturday, April 12th, it's Richard Wood, an evening of Celtic music CD launch at Stirling Women's Institute Hall in Stanley Bridge. Also tomorrow, the 12th, it's Charlottetown Improvisation Laboratory Volume 3 with Adam Hill, Maya Marquez-Gallet, Tiffany Leo, Chris Corrigan, and Matt McEachern at City Cinema in Charlottetown. Also on the 12th tomorrow, Daisy is at the Sportsman's Club in Charlottetown. Wednesday, April 16th, it's PEI String Collective at Steel Hall, UP. PEI. Also on the 16th, Rose Cousins Conditions of Love Tour is happening at the Confed Center. Thursday, April 17th, it's Island Jazz Sopa Improv Showcase at Baba's Lounge. Looking into next week, April 18th, Liam Corcoran Band and Newbridge play together at the Trailside Music Hall. Also happening on the 18th, it's Dennis Ellsworth Hardcore Freewheelin' Album Release Show with Hello Mischief at The Guild. Wrapping up the 18th, Daisy is back at Baba's Lounge. April 19th, Daisy moves on to the Sportsman's Club in Charlottetown. April 22nd, Earth Day, it's Songs for a Small Planet Collective and Friends with Emmanuel LeBlanc, Megan Bergeron, Katie McGarry, Dan Curry, Teresa Doyle, Todd McLean, and Dennis Ellsworth. They are all at the Trailside. April 24th, it's Island Jazz Quartet at Baba's Lounge. And don't forget, Baba's Lounge holds an open mic night every Wednesday at 9 p.m., hosted by the one and only Kim Lee.
What's up? It's Braden V, and you're listening to Isle Tunes, the podcast that plays nothing but music from Prince Edward Island artists.
Look around, listen up to the sound. Still gonna go and run your mouth. Still gonna talk to them anyhow. Hey, my ribs when you come around. Looking up at me from the crowd. The first time you cannot be found. All that you can. With them baggers, have it too late if you need a hanger. What you think you're doing with them faggers? I rely on you.
Yeah, and it ain't the kind you spike at a high school dance either. That's The Punch, packing an electronic wallop delivered by Sam O on Isletunes. Sam O is Sam Olskamp, a Holland College School of Performing Arts graduate who has also recorded under the name iEntity. Last year, the O released a full-length album, Reach for the Stars, which one reviewer called a Daft Punk-esque blend of synthwave and hyperpop. Other subgenre labels attached to Sam's work are art pop, electropop, and bedroom pop, but methinks the intention here is to blur and defy genres, which this track certainly does. It came out in February, just 3 months after Sam's album, so I get the feeling the factory gears are still turning and we're gonna get more Sam O songs a lot sooner than later. Irish Mython is one of those artists whose name is not at all false advertising. They are from County Wexford, Ireland, and came to live in PEI back in 2007. The same year, according to Spotify anyway, their debut album Sweet Necessity made itself necessary listening. In the time since, Irish has shared stages with Rod Stewart, Gordon Lightfoot, and Lucinda Williams. This island creates music and musicians, art and artists, Irish once said, describing how they took their own artistic journey more seriously upon arriving on these shores. Irish has been very vocal in her support of LGBTQ plus issues and same-sex marriage. Some of these themes have worked their way into their output. Want more of that output? Irish's website says we can look forward to a new album this year, the first since 2019's Little Bones. Funnily enough, that's the collection this track is pulled from. It's Irish and Isletunes, both encouraging you to be still, dance. You don't get much better tutorials than this.
When the sun goes down, no. I don't have to worry when the moon comes out. When I see my baby coming on, I know everything is on tight. When I see my baby coming, I know that the timing is right. I wanna dance with you. I hide into the night. We'll go laughing and howling at the moon, 'cause that's what people like. That's what we do. That's what we do. Now I know this year, oh, this year's been so, so tough on you. And all the things that you thought would never happen, well, they've all just gone and come true. What books you read in the middle of the night. I don't care who you love, as long as that loving is done right. I wanna dance with you. I hide into the night. We'll go that's what we do. That's what we do. Thank you.
Getting Your Dance On, Irish Mython Style, on Isletunes with our 2019 cut, Be Still, Dance. Mashed Potato, Vogue, Macarena, Gangnam Style, I don't think it matters. I kind of flaked on getting you guys an interview this week. No truly justifiable reason, except I'm completing a short film that's been in post-production for far too long, and a gig writing for a soap site that I've had since 2009 has picked up quite a bit, so scheduling a new chat slipped through the cracks. I'm sorry. But that doesn't mean we're going to end this episode on a sour note. Rather, we're going to end it on an indie rock note thanks to The Danks, a C-Town outfit from the mid-aughts which saw Brohan Moore on vocals, Brian Murphy on bass, Phil McIsaac on drums, and Alec O'Hanley on guitar and keyboards. Brian, Phil, and Alec all moved on to Always eventually. After the EP Samples in 2008, which was called a compelling tug-of-war between wanting to dance and feeling that there's something else you're supposed to be doing, it was time for Are You Afraid of the Danks, their 2009 effort. This seemed to cement them in the proclivities of PEI power pop, and without even trying, this fits with the This Week in PEI History part about motor cars, remember that? Come on, your attention span can't be as razor thin as mine. Let's take a ride with the Danks in their automocar, preferably at a speed faster than our 90 kph limit, because I lived in LA for years and I really like to floor it. The Danks. Oh, it's so humid. From their 2009 album, Are You Afraid of the Danks? Automocar on Isletunes. Their last known album is 2013's Gank, which I'm going to assume was supposed to rhyme with the band name. So, to be frank, there ain't no stank about the Danks I just cranked. Chef's kiss achieved. That also brings us to the end of another episode of Isletunes, the 84th, if you're counting like I am, because I like numbers. I'm a number geek, what can I say? Here's a number for you, 902-807-4250. That's where you can reach me to make comments or suggestions or even requests, not to mention leave me a recording of yourself uttering an Islanderism like Jackie Robichaud did to start up this outing. If you insist on liking letters better, feel free to email me at amj@isletunes.ca for any of the aforementioned reasons, and if your company wants to be a sponsor... Your company wants to be a sponsor, doesn't it? Yes, it's true. This show could use financial support, and I know this is a tough time to ask folks to pay for anything but what they absolutely need. Yet, $5 a month is still a pittance to most folks, and instead of using it to buy one carton of eggs, you could use it to buy a whole month of access to extra island-only video content from IsleTunes on Patreon. I recently popped some Music PI Award Week performances up there, and there's more coming. Patreon.com/IsleTunes. If you'd rather just do money, you won't hear me complaining. You can do so through PayPal, link in the description. All funds of the fundage go toward paying for this here little podcast that could. There's also merch at isletunes.creator-spring.com, where you can find stuff to wear and drink from with the jaunty IsleTunes logo on it. Encourage your fingers and thumbs to like and or follow IsleTunes on its socials, and watch out for links to where you can buy the music you hear on the show, because is not this whole endeavor about supporting PI artists? Is it not? Isn't it? I think it is. Oh, also a special IsleTunes thank you to both Fenway827 and Matthew Buckles Elliott for subscribing to the IsleTunes YouTube channel. Subscriptions won't solve world hunger, but they're free, super painless, they jazz up ye olde algorithms, and they're not bad for my often tenuous ego either. Musical contribution to the IsleTunes theme by Caitlin McCauley and John Hashem. Show concept by Rocky O'Neill. Coordination assistance by Jackie Robichaud. I'm Adam Michael James, and as always, I'm grateful to you guys for checking out my attempt to make you aware of the ever-widening range of music that comes out of this small but mighty island. We'll do it all again next Friday with another grouping of PI artists for your earballs, and since I'm now putting myself on the hook by saying it, I'll do better at prioritizing getting a fresh interview recorded for you. I have just the person in mind. Stay tuned. If you can actually stay tuned to something that you don't actually tune into. Semantics. What's not semantics is that there's a federal election careening towards us, and right about now, it's not about picking which color you like better. It's about ideologies and whether or not you really want to copy the states, because you know what's going on down there, and it's not something that needs to be happening here. If you're colorblind, that's okay. I can guide your pencils or hanging chads, do they have those here, with the following colorful phrase: ultimately, freedom and democracy are stronger than fear and tyranny. You know it. Thanks for listening, PEI. See you in 7.